Tonight's Big Brother 19 eviction recap is sponsored by the Smile Direct Club. If you're one of the people that believes that you need to pay a fortune to get your smile straighter and brighter, that's where you're wrong, because Smile Direct Club is coming in and they are going to help you get that straighter and brighter smile that you're looking for without costly orthodontic visits, because they can do a $95 risk-free evaluation to see if you qualify for Smile Direct Club. If you don't qualify, you get your money back. Our listeners are getting a 50% discount off this evaluation cost, and you can get started with your at-home impression for only $95, and I love impressions. That's all covered by their smile guarantee. So if the Smile Direct Club aligners are not good for you, you get your money back with this special offer. You'll save 50% off the evaluation cost. You can also visit a smile shop where they can take a 3D scan of your current smile. You can see a preview of your future grin. They've got board certified state licensed dentists and orthodontists working within the Smile Direct Club. An average treatment is only 6 months, but can range from 3 to 10 months, and is a great solution for people who had braces who failed to wear retainers and watch their teeth shift back like me. So save 50% off the cost of the Smile Direct Club's at-home impression kit by visiting smiledirectclub.com and use the promo code RHAP at checkout. That's not available in North Carolina. That's smiledirectclub.com. Use promo code RHAP for you or your children ages 12 or over, or anyone you know that's interested in straightening their smile. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here is the August Centerfold from Inked and Evicted Magazine. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. After a busy Thursday eviction night in the Big Brother house, we have a very fun recap planned for you to cover everything that we saw play out tonight. And we got a great guest here with you to hear. We were having some issues getting set up, and I apologize to everybody who is trying to watch us live because we were not able to start on time. And unfortunately, we can't get the camera up, but we can hear from the great April Lewis from Big Brother 6. April, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm not the most technical savvy chick, but I was trying hard. Yes. Sorry about that.
Okay. April, well, good to hear from you. And we'll have a lot of questions for you. Of course, hashtag RHAP to get your questions into the show. Also here tonight is a man who Reddit called the MVP of the summer of 2017. Please welcome the host of The Taryn Show, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. That was very nice of Reddit. My favorite comment in that thread was, a week from now, we're going to hate him because that's how we roll as Big Brother fans.
Yes. So,
I was very excited to have April on the podcast, but as soon as she got on the call, we heard Jessica's voice, halting hex, rise.
Oh, April is Lewis's that what happened? You got
dies.
Halting hexed, April?
I love that.
Okay, well, we have a lot to talk through. I thought it was kind of a ho-hum eviction, but then a very spicy ending to this episode, especially with Paul being your new HOH, plus Jessica's revelation that she dropped a real juice bomb at the end of the episode tonight. So we'll talk about all that. But first, April Lewis, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Yes, very good. And April, I think a lot of people were excited to hear from you tonight, that we got a lot of like, wait, hold on. April Lewis, Big Brother 6. So this, how did this come to be? What have you been watching RHAP?
You know what? I will be 100% honest. I see you all the time on Twitter, but I've never officially like watched it. But yesterday I went on, I started like cramming for it. I've heard a lot about you, and seen a lot about it, but I hadn't watched it yet. But I do watch Big Brother ever since my season. I'd never seen it before going on, mm-hmm. but ever since me being on, I've watched every season religiously. So, and one of the reasons I'm not on video is I look now like I'm 75 years old, and I just didn't want you guys to see all my wrinkles and you know, me missing hair and all that kind of stuff. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Okay.
All right. So, April, good to have you with us. What have you thought about this upcoming or this season that we are currently in?
Well, this is a deal. Like, I thought in the very beginning, this season was very promising. But anytime you bring back a vet, especially one, two, three, instead
not
of doing
a vet
like
from your season,
not a vet from my no. Let's not even go there because that's one of the touchy subjects.
Okay.
No, but that was good. That was a quick one. I like you.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. So anytime you bring in a vet, I don't know. I just think it changes the dynamics of the game. So I believe it could have been very promising, but at this point, no. Paul honestly probably should win at this point.
Okay. All right.
In my opinion.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to do. Also, Taryn, 1 week from tonight, you and I are going to be in New York for our live show in New York City. And very excited for that. Alex Kidwell was texting me as soon as Paul won the HOH. Do you think the Halting Hex will get played at the live show? Who knows?
Yeah, you know, we were hoping for a double eviction, but we might get the opposite. We might get no eviction.
A zero eviction and fireworks to come. So if you are in the New York City area and you would like to come out and join us for that show with Eric Stein and Johnny Mack in New York City, you can get those tickets at robhaswebsite.com/BB19Live. robhaswebsite.com/BB19Live. Okay. So, April, did you have a horse in the race between Josh and Ramses tonight?
You know what? This is a deal. No. I mean, Josh reminds me a lot, and I love Howie now, but Josh reminds me a lot of like what Howie did to me. So, like, I didn't appreciate the whole, you know, him calling people meat. I think he just took it to a level that he didn't really need to. So I really wanted Ramses to stay, but he's super nice. He's just too nice, and he didn't do the job that he should have done to stay. So in all honest, Josh did. So I think it's fair that he stayed, but I'm not a big Josh fan.
Yes. Well, April, that I have a clip. I think that Josh was actually talking smack about you on the live feeds. Did anybody say this, play this for you on, from Twitter?
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I have a clip of Josh from the from earlier this week.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, do you meatballs remember April from the 6th? What did she name her dog Pepperoni? What's wrong with the meatball?
I love it. I want to eat your dog. Okay, weirdo. I love it. Good job. You did your research. I like that.
I can't believe you said that. Yeah, I can't believe you said that, April.
He's just a mess. I don't know. I mean, you know what? I can honestly tell you tonight is the first episode that I can actually say I liked him. Like, he was actually a little bit more entertaining to me.
Yeah, Taryn, they've really, I think, figured out his character on the show where the show really is like giving, like, they're really like playing into the edit of, like, he plays possum and then, like, comes out big and then they could put meatball hashtags on the screen. They could have, like, exciting music.
Oh yeah, they're really, really playing up Josh's whole thing. I was disappointed we didn't get any Orwell action. He was talking to his pet owl in that Austin Powers room, but I feel like this is entertaining. Even though Meatball can get pretty annoying, it's fun to watch him just constantly be like laughing in people's faces behind their backs.
Yeah. April, and Ramses did not have much of a memorable run here. And it was almost like that he was barely in the episode up until the point that we got to the eviction vote.
That's what's so sad about it. Like, I think that I don't think he went in there with confidence. I think that he's obviously a Big Brother super fan. He just did not go in there and actually be a super fan and play the actual game. And I think he said that tonight. He was just too nice. I mean, he could have easily, if he would have stayed on Jessica to not keep him up there, I guarantee if she was, I would have been making up crap. Like, look, Josh told me I'm going home, please. Like, I would have made up stuff from left to right, up and down to get myself off that block. Because if he would have been off of it, Josh would have gone.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some of our major headlines from tonight. And let's take this in two parts and start with Paul wins the HOH. Taryn, I had said on a couple of podcasts ago, If Paul goes on to win Big Brother, the over-under of Paul HOHs this season will be 4.5. Over or under, Paul ends up winning a second HOH now in this young season.
Yeah, you know, I don't like it, to be honest. Even discounting the fact that Cody and Jess have this halting hex, which is probably going to render it moot in the first place, I don't think he needed to win it, especially when he's down to the end with Matt and Raven, who both would have done his bidding. This feels more to me like Pauly than Derek, and I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I do think, April, that Paul's fatal flaw is that I think he's too controlling in terms of what he's trying to do, whereas a Derek, as Taryn points out, like would be let things play out a little bit more. Paul seems like he has to have his fingers on every single decision that's made in the house.
I agree. I mean, I do not think he is going to win the game. I don't think he's going to make it probably even to the final two, because sooner or later, you know, I think Jason's going to step. I think Jason is actually has good gameplay in him if he would actually go with what he's thinking and saying. Because, like, he'll look at Alex and be like, oh, my gosh, you know, why do we have to go to Paul? And then she says, okay. So I think he's going to be able to catch on to Paul sooner rather than later. But Paul is super controlling. But you know what? Like, he's controlling because they're letting him control them. Mm-hmm. So he's playing a good game. I'm sorry, but I think he's playing a good game, but I think they're just not smart. So it's pretty easy to kind of get away with that.
Yeah. Taryn, do you think that this is going to potentially expose Paul this week, where we have another week where he has to actually go out there? There are that the obvious targets, like in the last time he was the HOH, are definitely muddled by this halting hex that is in play. I feel like that he's really going to have to show his cards a little bit more this week.
Oh, absolutely. He was basically setting up Mark and Elena to be the alternate targets to Jess and Cody. But for him to have to do that, they're going to feel so betrayed, and he's going to really lose the other one. And Elena trusts him 100% up until this vote. She really was blindsided. Who knows what she's feeling now? But I mean, he's definitely going to have to turn on potential allies, and that's not a good look.
All right, so we ended up with Paul winning the HOH, and Julie checks in on the house guests. And April, I believe for the first time in 17 seasons, something exciting happened in this segment of Julie checking in with the house guests.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I had ran to the bathroom
and missed it.
What happened?
I'm ready for you. Because
obviously, I missed it.
I've got a clip. Okay, here is Julie Chen checking in with Jessica after Paul won the HOH.
Oh, okay. Jessica, okay. Yeah.
How do you feel about tonight's eviction?
You know, I'm just really happy that America decided to give me the final temptation and that I have the power to keep Cody and I safe for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not the only liar in the house.
Good night, house guests. I'm not saying anything.
Thanks, Julie.
That was well done by Julie.
Yes. Okay. I did hear that. Who was the one? Was it Jessica or Alex that said, I'm not the only liar?
That was Jessica.
I couldn't tell.
Right?
Okay. That's what. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, Taryn, first, what do you think of this move?
I mean, it's fine. I think that, you know, she didn't have to do it on the live show. It's better for entertainment than it is for her game. But I do think this is something she needed to do to tell the HOH, like, don't even bother putting me up because I'm going to render it moot. You can't. I'm safe this week no matter what you do. Hopefully that means Paul decides, okay, well, I actually want to make my HOH count, so then I'll go after somebody that's not one of you two. But Paul, of all people, he might decide, well, maybe it is best to just go after them and then let them render it moot, because then I won't have to target one of my other allies.
Yeah, does he call the bluff? I was trying to play again what Jessica says about her power.
Jessica.
Yes?
How do you feel about tonight's eviction?
You know, I'm just really happy that America decided to give me the final temptation and that I have the power to keep Cody and I safe for a few weeks.
Okay, the power to keep Cody and I safe for a few weeks, April. And certainly that's a one interpretation of it, but I think she's sort of making it seem a little bit more powerful than it might actually be. Do you think that this move keeps them off of the block altogether this week?
I honestly think that Paul will end up putting up one of them with probably Mark or Elena. So I don't think it's going to keep both of them off the block. But I think it's a great move by her. You know, what does she have to lose? What do they have to lose? But if I were in the house, there's nothing that's ever been given that keeps two people safe. You know what I'm saying? As far as her and him. So hopefully they're going to put two and two together, and at least probably I think they're going to put one of them up. What are your thoughts?
Taryn, to me, it seems a little bit that Paul is playing with fire with trying to target these showmances, because if Cody and Jessica are safe and then Mark and Elena are the targets, I feel like it's only going to take a little bit of prying to get Matt and Raven to realize, oh, where is Showmance 2, and potentially join up with that group that was aligned back in the first week. Do you think there's a possibility that Matt and Raven would ever turn on Paul?
I don't think so. I think Paul did a lot of great work over the course of the week to turn them against Mark and Elena. So even if he does go after them, that's going to be what they're expecting. If anything, not going after them will set Matt and Raven off more than anything else. But something interesting to note about Jessica and what she said to Julie was that for anyone that hasn't kept up with all the updates, the DR told Jessica that she's not allowed to lie about her temptation, and she basically did it right on the live show. So I don't know if they're gonna make her correct that statement, or if they feel like it's close enough to the truth that maybe it's okay. Yeah.
I think it's a liberal interpretation of her of her powers. Like, it could keep her safe for several weeks, but you know. Not if you put her up on the block this week, then it will not keep her safe for several weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's close enough. It definitely walks a line. I don't think they're going to make her retract it, but I do think Julie was like, uh-oh, I don't know what to say to this.
Yeah. April, what is your feelings on Justin Cody?
You know what? I'm starting to kind of look at them and think they are like the Rachel and Brendan.
Yes.
And for the sheer fact of they really like each other, they're all over each other, and they're very loyal to each other. They have each other's back through thick or thin. And I appreciate that. I do think that, you know, and then Jessica, I feel, is really smart. Rachel was very smart when it came to the game. Cody, you know, Brendan, of course, was smart, but I think he was more a little bit like, you know, Cody and just changing minds and things like that. So I am starting to like them. I just wish that Cody, it's just hard for me to like them as a couple because I'm not a huge fan of Cody, but I do like Jessica.
Yeah. I do think that they have that Brendan and Rachel mentality, the BB12 version of, you know, it's us against the world. And then both of them are threats to win the competitions. And really, Brendan and Rachel were able to last for so long in BB12 because one of them kept winning competitions to keep them around and keep them safe. So they were able to really just use everybody's target against them to sort of like propel themselves for a while in the house. We'll see if Cody and Jessica have the same thing, and this halting hex is certainly going to help this week. Taryn, if you had to pick right now, who goes home on Thursday night?
I think Mark is probably the most likely, to be honest.
Wow.
Yeah.
April, are you a Mark person? Are you a Mark fan?
Oh, you know what? I'm not a fan of anybody really right now.
Nobody.
I don't have any, like,
Kevin.
You know what?
What?
No, because I don't know. I like him. I think he's super funny. I don't know. There's not one person right now that I really, really want to win the game. But I think you have to show up and compete and bring something more to the table than just like strategy, you know? And I'm not saying I won a lot of competitions, but I won them when I had to win them. And when I won them, I knew who I wanted to go after and I got them out. So, you know, I think that he's going to have to win some stuff for me to say the guy deserves to win at the end. I like him as a person. There's a lot of people I'm like, oh, they're pretty cool, but I don't have a favorite right now. I just don't.
Okay. Taryn, at the end of the episode, was Paul trying to tell the house that Ramsey's walked off with the $25,000?
Oh, yeah. That was planned. that was part of the plan of like, oh, well, we flipped because we knew Ramsey's had that 25K. And it's also like getting the target off Kevin's back again. Like, who, you know, now everyone's just going to assume Ramsey's had it. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay. April, do you think that that is a good idea, what Kevin's been doing with the Saran wrap?
Oh, God. You know what? I watched that and I'm like, shoot, I need to start doing that to my own stomach. Hell yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I like it. That's one of the reasons I do like him. I just need reason to think he should win the game.
It's one of the reasons why you like him, because of his workout technique?
That, and I can't understand a darn word he says half the time. He speaks some other language that I've never heard. And mind you, I know I've got a country accent and stuff, so I'm sure you are thinking the same thing, but he's just a mess. Was he really in like the mafia or something?
I don't think he was in the mafia. I don't think that's okay. That's come out. Right, Taryn?
I believe his father was involved in some sinister activity.
Hey, Taryn, please, not on this podcast that we are, we have all the friends of ours, around here is what we like to say. No sinister activity. Stop it.
Okay.
I'll kick you right off this podcast. So, Taryn, we also got some other news at the end of the episode where we found out the curse that was dropped after Jessica 9 weeks ago accepted a temptation. Finally, the curse was revealed, and it's going to be a new game mechanic, Taryn, and it is called what? The Temptation Competition? This is the best we can come up with?
Yeah, I mean, they're just as good at naming things as I am, so...
April, do you like the Temptation Competition?
Absolutely no way.
No way.
Who? No. Like, why? What? How? Like, no, that doesn't even... Who's going to even go for that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Who is really going to say, let's compete?
Well, let's talk about it, because I think it's interesting. If somebody felt like, okay, like Cody back in week two, Paul's the HOH... I know I'm going up or I'm not going to go up and I'm going to get backdoored. I think that Cody should at that point go into the temptation competition, go up against whoever. I think it's also like very similar to the veto competition. What's that called, Taryn? When like stay or go, where, okay, you can pass, you don't have to be in on it, but if you're the furthest away, you're out. So
yeah.
If you're Cody, and as long as you don't think you're going to come in last in the competition and you think there's a chance you can go up on the block, why not go into the temptation competition?
So do all the house guests have to agree to do it?
No, I think it's individual.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And thank you to Primal Instinct in the chat, the stay or fold competition or open pass for you genius fans. So,
yeah.
But I think that this could be a very interesting element to the season, because I think that for the first time, here is something that you can do if you are going to be a backdoor target.
Yeah, I think basically if Cody or Jess are not HOH, I think Cody is going for this every single week. And I think most other people are not going to want to. So either Cody is going to get safety by default, or they're going to be like, look, somebody has to take one for the team and try to beat him and then go up on the block and we promise we won't vote you out. Because for Cody, there's really no downside, because either he gets safety and he's safe, or he goes up on the block and gets a guaranteed shot to play in the veto, I imagine.
Yeah, well, that's other important part of it, where that if you can't backdoor me if I end up going. Like, the worst case scenario for him would be to go into the competition and come in second and then ultimately not get nominated.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's interesting. And I wonder if we'll see somebody potentially try to throw the, like, go for it. And then if they run into any difficulty, then throw it and try to get the worst time and come in last place. Because it's either you want to, sort of like the NFL, you want to be first or you want to be last, because anything in the middle is not helping you that much.
Yeah, I really feel like it's going to be a situation where most people are not even going to want to compete.
Right.
Unless they're absolutely sure that they're the target. And then the person that's sure that they're the target is going to want to compete, and nobody else is going to want to, because why would you want to risk going up on the block if you weren't ever going to go up on the block anyway?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be a matter of, like, do we let the target get safety because nobody contends their competition, or do we choose somebody, to at least one person, to go up there and try to contest this?
Yeah. April, I'm in on the temptation competition. The TC, okay, now, we'll call it.
Whenever they initially said it, how I was understanding is the House kind of all had to agree to do it. And I'm like, well, that's a bunch of bull crap. Nobody's going to agree to that. But yeah, if it just takes one person to say they want to do it and then they have to pick and choose on that, then I think it's going to add definitely a different flair to it.
Okay, now here's the question for this week. Here's Paul, HOH. Should Cody take him up on it this week, Taryn?
Yeah, I mean, Cody should absolutely try to compete, because then if he wins, then he has safety. And then even if Jess then goes on the block, he or Jess could win veto, take her off. They don't even need to use the safety hex, halting hex, whatever it was. So, I mean, yeah, go for it. Because then if you do go on the block, that's probably what was going to happen anyway. You can just use the halting hex. You're all good.
The only thing is that then if they were going to bluff and they weren't going to put you up, because if they put you on the block, this makes sense. I was just trying to think, like, if they were going to try to do the thing where they were going to put them on the block to sort of flush the halting hex, but not ultimately use it. But if they're up on the block, then they're probably getting voted out. So you need to use the halting hex. So should anybody else, Taryn, accept the temptation competition?
Man, probably Elena and Mark. I don't know if they know that they need to, but they should probably try, because I imagine they're going up on the block. It's really hard to say.
But I bet they don't know they're going up on the block, right?
Exactly. That's the problem. They need to recognize that they're in danger here and then go for it. And then, I mean, that safety would be a godsend for them. But they have to beat Cody for it, so that's going to be pretty hard.
Right. And April, you would imagine the head of household is not going to be eligible for this.
Yeah.
So who can beat Cody in a competition like this? It's good. I like it. I like the temptation.
Yeah, nobody.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm digging it now. Thank you, Taryn and Rob, for explaining it a little bit better to me.
No problem.
Now I'm
getting
it.
That's what we're here to do. All right. What did you think, April, about Kevin spilling the beans to Jess tonight about what was going to go down? The kid with the glasses is going home.
I mean, that's one of the
not in the mafia.
That's one of the things that I do like about Kevin. I think that he is playing a great social game, but I don't know if I don't know. I can't really pinpoint him on if he knows what he's actually doing, you know, or if he's just in there enjoying socializing and all that. I have a hard time getting a read on him when it comes to the game, but I mean, I enjoy him. I think he really does have a good heart, which I like about him, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's a smart move on his part. He's going to be that Andy going back and forth, you know, from that season, kind of playing both sides.
Yeah, it was going to potentially be a blind side. And then Kevin did give Jess a heads up, but it looked like that she was feeling like, okay, well, we need to prevent this blind side from happening. We need to watch what everybody is doing. Taryn, ultimately, when we got to Thursday night, were Jess and Cody actually blindsided, or did they have full knowledge things were not going their way tonight?
They didn't have full knowledge. They still had some hope that things were going to work out. But I mean, at that point, Jessica was like, he's definitely going home. But she didn't know how or why, because everyone was still lying to her. And Elena was certainly surprised. She kept going to Elena like, I think things are turning around on us. And Elena was like, I don't think so. I think people would tell me. So Jess pretty much knew it was going to happen, but again, she didn't know like who was in on it or like how it happened.
Taryn, I've said I was disappointed tonight when all week we heard from Josh, wait until you see those faces of those meatballs when I surprise them and I stay. Wait, are you going to see this? And then there was nothing. That's what I like to call a meatball dud.
Yeah. His original plan was he wanted to, like, as soon as they announced that he was safe, he wanted to go off on them. But Paul was like, no, you need to pretend that you're surprised. Play it cool. We need to do this right. And then, of course, Kevin ruins the blind side as well. So it definitely was underwhelming here.
Yeah. April, I thought that we were waiting for these fireworks to come.
I was hopeful. I started kind of liking him tonight. I mean, he is really a funny guy, but I think that again, with Paul just telling him to calm down, it was going to do nothing for him if he blew up and went crazy again. So I think he actually listened to Paul, like everybody else does, mm-hmm. and did what Paul said, like everybody else does.
I was glad he didn't do it when Ramses was still in the house, because I felt like bad for Ramses. Ramses didn't do anything to him or for himself. But then I thought when Ramses left, then maybe he was going to get into it with Jess and Cody. But no, he really didn't do anything. So it was a lot.
Oh, stay tuned.
Yeah.
It will happen later. Trust me. Watch the live feeds. It will go down at some point, in the next 24 hours.
All right. I want to start to get to some questions here. Hashtag RHAP. I also have some questions for you, April, since we have you here on the line, that people have been emailing in all week. And a very popular question that we had for you, Jessica Frey wants to know, she would like to hear from you if you actually have a soft spot in your heart for Paul because of the positive PR that he has done for Friendship.
Friendship.
You know what? Yes, I do. Every time I hear it, I do think of us calling yourself the Friendship. Friendship. I think people like his friendship better than ours. Yeah. But yes, I do. I do. It brings back good memories.
Okay. So what was the problem? You guys just didn't get the branding right in terms of just saying it the right way?
I guess. Well, it's so weird.
No friendship bracelets?
No friendship bracelets. And I'm going to tell you, back then, in the old days with BB, people really didn't have like group names. And I will never forget us going into the diary room and they're like, what do you want to call yourselves? And we're like, huh? And then obviously the Sovereign Six as well. And we're like, well, I mean, we're friends. Oh, Friendship. We're like, sure. So that's kind of how that happened. It's kind of weird.
Okay. Oh my. All right. Well, Friendship is huge now. Now it's big. Now it's like,
now it's popular and cool.
Right.
You should have named the Sovereign Six, Pissed.
Pissed.
I feel like that would have worked better, yeah.
The Sovereign Piss? Right. Sure. Okay. This is a question. This is from, I believe, Sarah. Said in, which house guest from BB6 do you still keep in touch with? Do you keep in touch with anybody from BB6?
Lots of people from BB6. Janelle, James, Howie, Maggie. I just, in the last year, reconnected with Jen, which was my camaraderie, I can't even say it, my little co-partner in there.
Yes.
Rachel.
Yes.
And I do not talk to Yvette.
Why? What? Was that from the show or that's post-show?
Yep. That's all kinds of after-show. I don't even know. Like, she won friggin' $50,000. Like, why is she mad at everybody else? But she just held some grudge on her not winning and thinking that we turned on her because we voted for Maggie. And she will to this day not speak. I mean, I've reached out a couple of times and so I'm like, okay, it is what it is, but I don't talk to her. She holds grudges. I just know that it was just a game and get over some things. So, but I talk to a lot of people still. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Get over it, Yvette.
God, I know. Come on. Yeah. And what's so messed up is her son. I had my son first, Maverick. She names her son Maverick. That's a little whacked out.
That is not friendship.
So not friendship. Very weird.
Sketch. Yeah. April, this is a question from Kyle. I always wanted to know this back in BB6. If Yvette takes Janelle to the final two instead of Maggie, does Yvette win or does she lose because she cut Maggie?
I can only speak for myself. I would have voted for Janelle because I halfway through it, I think Janelle would have won. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's who would have won. Yep.
A lot of people have wondered, what's Maggie up to?
You know what? She's doing great, quite frankly. She's, I've seen her, when was the last time I saw her? A few years. We went to Disney World or Land. I can't remember. But you know what? She's just doing really good things. She has some schools open. She's doing great. I know she doesn't like a bunch of personal stuff being shared, so I probably won't share a bunch of stuff, but she's doing great.
Yeah. If Yvette is listening tonight, do you want to extend an olive branch to her or do you want to say to her, Yvette, you are a big meatball?
I want to extend the olive branch out to her. That's the person I am. Absolutely. I mean, it was a frigging game. She won 50 grand. I walked away with like 13. I mean, if anybody should be pissed, it should be me.
Pissed.
I should have cut her weight early anyway, but because of my loyalty, I'm like, oh, let's keep her. And that's what was my downfall. So don't be pissed at me, girl. I should be pissed at you.
Yeah. Okay. You tell you, you'll offer a meatball branch next time.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
Now I'm going to get blasted on social media by her, but life goes on.
And, never cared. No, you'll be fine. Tyler Cahill says, how thankful are you that you played when it was PB&J versus slop and have not rooms? PB&J is not bad, right?
Praise the Lord I played when it was PB&J. You know what? No. I mean, it was not bad, but eating the same thing of anything over and over and over and over for 7 days is bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I would much rather eat PB&J than slop.
Okay. Lacey wants to know, what changes to Big Brother do you think have been the best since you were on? Is there anything in particular?
Oh, I'm going to be honest. Like, I like to go old school. To me, I'm always going to love Big Brother, but to me, there's too many moving parts now in the game that doesn't allow you to truly play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I just feel there's going to be people at the end that win that just got lucky because of some temptation that went their way or didn't go their way. And so I just like good old school BB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I mean, that Taryn and I recently went back and watched all of Big Brother 2 for a project that we did. And definitely, you know, there are less competitions, there are less temptations, less twists. And, you know, your actual social game is much more of a factor than, you know, being able to win competitions or rely on, like, you know, the bounce of a ball to sort of help you in any specific area.
I can honestly say the one thing that I do like that they've done is the first five people who've gotten kicked out, you've got a battle to get back in versus America votes or things like that. So, I mean, you're truly fighting to get back in. And therefore, when you're in, you actually deserve to get back in versus, you know, a popular
versus
vote.
What happened with Kaser? Is that what you're saying?
Please. Y'all don't, I love him, but it's so crazy because when you're living, I never understood anything that was going on while I was in there going, I know what I'm living with. What the heck? What is everybody else seeing? And so it was interesting to get out. But you know what? Janelle was funny as all get out. I wanted to work with her very much in the beginning. But then my side, Yvette just took all of us. It's like, we're here, they're there. And it was just like a strong arm from there. But, you know, that's my own fault. But I was trying to work with her towards the end. That was kind of my goal because that was my only hope to get to the final two at that point.
April, you played in one of the most divided Big Brother seasons of all time. Do you think that makes for a better Big Brother season when there are two clear sides of the house and they just take shots back and forth at each other all summer long?
You know, yes and no. I mean, as long as we were winning, yeah, like I loved it. But the minute I mean, I think for America watching it, it was probably a roller coaster for them. And a lot of people got PO'd. I mean, because we won majority of the stuff, and then all of a sudden they'd win something and then it'd flip and flop. So I prefer it kind of not being so divided, because then it's all about how many people do you have on your side versus the other side. But that's just kind of how it laid out. I don't think I can honestly say it never would have played out that way if we would not have gone in there with a pair. Mm-hmm. I don't think it ever would have done that.
Yeah.
That's just how it laid out. I mean, I love Jen, but her and I didn't know each other very well when I went in. I will be 100% honest. And she would probably say the same. I got in there and was like, are you serious? I got to play like that. I got to play with this person that I didn't know was like certain things. And now I'm in the house with her and I've got to make it to the end with her.
What was your relationship with her?
You know what? We had it crazy. So we were sorority sisters, mm-hmm. but from different colleges, different age groups, like all of that. I just happened to be an acquaintance of hers, and I got a call from her going, hey, you know, you're looking for a partner. I'm like, what's your middle name and last name again? And then it just kind of went from there. Mm-hmm. And it was next thing you know, we're on a show. But I mean, I love her to death, but I think, you know, her and I both got in there, was like, we probably wouldn't have been best of friends if it wasn't us put in that environment. Now we're more mature, different, and the friendship's there.
Okay. Friendship.
The friendship. You got to do your little ding.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take some questions from you guys watching. This is from Gerard, who says, anyone else see the sparks shoot out of Chenbot's neck when Jets spazzed out on live TV? Yeah, I thought that Julie actually handled that well. She didn't say anything where she, like, I didn't think she froze up, Taryn.
Well, she did just kind of say, good night. Good night, house guests. Yeah. We're done.
Yeah, she's like, shut it down. Shut it down. Not happening. Here's what Julie had
Jessica,
to say.
Yeah. How do you feel about tonight's eviction?
You know, I'm just really happy that America decided to give me the final temptation mm-hmm. and that I have the power to keep Cody and I safe for a few weeks.
Wow.
Guys, I'm not the only liar in the house.
Good night, house guests. I'm not saying anything.
Thanks, Julie.
Yeah. That was like at the Survivor finale when they went to Ozzy and then he started talking about Trump and Jeff was like, all right, let's go. When we come back, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Gregory McBean says, are we to assume that Jessica will be canceling the eviction no matter what since Paul is the HOH this week? Taryn, can you envision a scenario where the eviction is not canceled?
Yeah, I mean, I think if Paul decides to not put Josh or Jess or Cody up on the block, then I don't think they're going to use it. I think they're going to save it for next week in case they get put on the block. I don't see them using it to save Mark and Elena.
But you do need to flush. Assuming they figure out like what it actually is, like, don't you need to put them up on the block and make her call off the eviction? I mean, there's no downside other than you didn't get anybody out on your HOH, Taryn.
I guess it depends on if they find out exactly what it is. If Jess continues to be very, obscure about it, then he could be worried that it's a coup d'etat, in which case he'd be in a lot of trouble. Although if it's a coup d'etat, they can probably just use it regardless of if they're put up on the block.
Does Paul know what a coup d'etat is?
Probably not.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's learned a lot from his last season, but I don't know if he's learned that much.
Yeah, they didn't have that last season.
Yeah.
Let's see. Curtis, if you're Paul, wouldn't it be your best move to go and flush out the temptation by nominating Jessica Cody? April, this is what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, I think that nobody really knows what it is, right? So everyone's just speculating. But I mean, I think Paul knows that Jess or Cody probably are going to be safe. So I do believe that he will stick one of them up on the block with Mark or Elena mm-hmm. just to kind of see what's going to go down and to see if it maybe call or bluff and really see if what is true and what's not true.
Yeah. Taryn, do you like that split the difference where put up, say, Cody and Mark?
I think he probably needs to stick with one couple. I think if he can do his best to maintain whatever relationship he has left with Mark and Elena, he should. Especially if the week is going to be rendered moot anyway, then you don't want to put up Mark or Elena and piss them off for no reason. You'll end up having both couples after you instead of potentially just one. So I'd like to see him, if he does do this, just put up Jessica and Cody, but you never know.
Okay. This is from Fred, who says, who had a worse HOH week, Cody or Jess? And where do they rank among the all-time worst HOHs? I don't know if we're going to put Jessica up there for one of the worst HOHs. April, who do you think had the worst HOH stint, Cody or Jess?
I think Cody.
Yeah, yeah, I think Cody might have been the more historic of the two.
Yeah,
I think the thing that balances it out, though, is just how many advantages Jess got for this. Like, I mean, between getting the halting hex, winning HOH, her boyfriend coming back into the house, winning veto, she had everything going for her and still managed to screw it up, which I think is kind of impressive to do. Whereas Cody was kind of screwed over by the fact that Megan quit and he had to put up ultimately five people on the block. How is he supposed to know that Paul has this safety pendant? So I think it's a little more even than we might initially think.
Okay. This is a question from the great Brendan Villegas. Can someone show me a decision tree for the temptation competition? Do you skip ahead two spaces if you land on Boardwalk and go to jail? Or yeah, do you just confusing. Take your car down to Meatball Place? Do not pass so go. Do not collect 200 meatballs.
We're getting so much exposition this season to like explain all of the rules of like, okay, so if this person gets a temptation, then this person is immune from being put on the block, and this person has to win veto in order for this to happen, and Ramses can't win the veto because then if he wins the veto, then there's no replacement. So if there's no replacement, they can't backdoor Cody, and then now that Jess has this, it's good for 4 weeks, but 2 weeks have already gone by, and what it does is it stops the eviction, but she thinks it can stop everything, and she's safe for a couple weeks, and now we've got this new competition, and it happens before the nomination ceremony, so they can choose to compete in it, but the first person gets safety and the last person gets on the block and that's the third nomination, and then there's three people and oh my god,
it's too much even for you, Taryn.
That's impressive. Yeah. It is old school BB, please. Yes. Gosh.
So we saw in the tattoo competition, April, did you like it when they were showing all the different evicted house guests with the tattoos? And then we saw on Cameron's back, he had a tattoo of all the people that were also the night one evictees, including Jody and Glenn. And Kevin seemed confused.
Glenn.
Glenn who?
Oh, April, did you feel bad for the Glenn Garcia tonight?
Okay, that's the deal, though. Is Kevin just bullcrapping, or does he really not know who he is? That's the thing with Kevin. I don't know.
Not know who Glenn is.
He was there for such a short period of time. But still, like, does Kevin really know the game or not? I want y'all's opinions on that. Does he? Does he not? Is he just playing all that crap? Does he know anybody's name?
I think he genuinely doesn't know, but I think he also plays up the fact that he doesn't know. I think that he likes playing like the, what are you talking? This is ridiculous. You guys are crazy. He loves playing that up, but I do think he genuinely doesn't know much about the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he has some good instincts, but I don't think he knows the game. And again, that's not necessarily damning in terms of being able to do well, but I don't think he has I don't even know if he watched last season, Taryn.
Yeah, I don't know if he paid attention in Sequester if he watched one of those seasons.
Also, in fairness, he thought a guy that was on this season was named Malcolm.
Yeah.
That's not like I'm going
to do. Okay.
Yeah. Cody was talking about like, I was competing against Cameron. He's like, who? Crawford?
Crawford.
I don't
know. Yeah. Okay. This is from Scott Schaefer, who says, did Paul need to win this HOH or would he have been better off throwing it? April, what do you think about this? And are you okay with people throwing HOHs?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm okay with people throwing HOHs. If you don't feel like you need it, why put a target on yourself? No, I don't think Paul needed to win this one. I think he could have thrown it to Matt or Raven and it would have been fine in his way. Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Cody Patterson, can the house guests please stop using the word literally literally no one knows how to use it. Taryn, how much are the house guests using this word?
I think they're using it literally the amount of times that most people literally use literally. Hmm. So,
okay,
so
this is just,
I'm not too concerned.
That's just a pet peeve. Okay. At Riley Rage, question for the legendary April Lewis. Would you play Big Brother again if given the opportunity? And would you let your kids?
Oh, this is hard. So after my season was when I got evicted, I was asked, yes, would you do an All-Stars? Not that I was going to be on it, but they asked me if I would do an All-Stars. It was so fresh that I was like, no. Mm-hmm. Further on down the road, now that I know the game better and I've seen it, I think I would. I would. But I don't think they're going to go back that far. I just don't think they will. And would I let my child play it? Absolutely.
Okay.
I think they should go back that far.
I do too.
Well, yeah. April next season.
They never had anybody from the
Big
Friendship.
20.
I mean, call me up, BB.
The campaign starts here. Get April Lewis back on the show.
It's all.
I'm saying they never had anyone from the Friendship on there.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They didn't.
Friendship, it's in again. Yvette didn't. It's popular.
Yes. Yes.
Friendship is back.
Hashtag Friendship. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going down crazy this time. I was a little crazy then too, but still.
What would you do?
Play it hard.
Robin Cass is listening. What would you do?
Well, I mean, I went in last time, honestly, and this, so many fans, it's probably why a lot of people love me or didn't love me. Most of them probably didn't. I just kind of went in thankful and grateful for the opportunity because I was not the one that applied for the show, you know? And so I just kind of went in thinking, oh, great. I'm going to have an opportunity to win. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to meet some people. And then next thing you know, I'm like working my way down to the finals. And I'm like, holy crap. So if I win in this time, I feel like I have something to prove to the fans now, mm-hmm. now that I know how much the fans like want to see gameplay. They appreciate the players in the game and the house guests. I feel like I would have to step up and truly compete. It's weird because on the outside of BB, I'm super competitive. I'm, you know, very friendship and very much friendship. And so I think I would have a lot to prove. So I would go in there guns a friggin' blazing.
What about Cappy?
Compete hard.
What's Cappy doing, April?
That boy's got a good, good heart. He's like a sergeant. I mean, he's like one of the head guys in the fire department. So he's used to telling people what to do.
What was his catchphrase? And what was it? 11:30, lights out, bitches? Is that what he used to say?
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't know why that's
but his heart
for all these years.
His heart is huge. He just, you're good. I can't, until you said it, I couldn't even remember it. But he's got a good heart. He's just very,
yeah.
He likes to tell people what to do.
April, and then you guys had like a collection of his stuff in the friendship room, right?
Don't say y'all. Let's say Yvette. No, I thought it was weird all the time. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, when Jen gets evicted, oh, we've got to bring her head in here too. I'm like, okay. Like, to be honest, I was a follower and I would now go in and I would actually be a leader. That is the difference of the game that I would play. But no, I did not worship Cappy Shrine.
Okay.
I love him,
well,
but no.
There's a big difference now in the game, like in sort of like the fan community where social media is so much more prevalent nowadays. What was it like getting out of the house back then in Big Brother 6?
I had Facebook and that was it. So I think MySpace was cool back then. I think Twitter might have just come out, but
I remember. So what was that? 2000? Was that 2005? Your season?
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. So there definitely was MySpace. MySpace was a big deal. Yeah. Twitter was not invented yet. And, I'm not sure about Facebook. I think if you were a college kid, maybe you'd get on the Facebook.
You're right. Yeah. I think definitely MySpace. I didn't have any of that stuff. So it wasn't that bad, but we are forewarned when we get out of the house, get ready. You're going to have people that like you and people that don't. Don't take it so personal. And that happens.
Yeah.
That for sure happens.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Nico. Can we all agree that Jessica is the closest we'll ever get to another Janelle in the Big Brother house? What do you think of that? Is Jessica the second coming of Janelle in your mind, April?
No. I mean, I think that there are parts. I think she's more like Rachel, honestly. And I think maybe because she's just partnered with Cody. But Janelle just knew the game inside and out. And I don't think Jessica knows it that way.
I think that's a stretch to compare Jessica to Janelle. Really, other than both attractive, both have won some competitions, I don't think necessarily. I just feel like that there was a fun spirit about Janelle, sort of like watching the show, that I don't think you get from watching Jess.
I agree. But you know what? Jessica's got some smart. I mean, once I got out and actually, you know, I watched back my season, I'm like, now I can see why people really like Janelle. I mean, she did have a fun humor about her.
Yeah. And Jessica is humorless.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think that she has some very, some common sense things that just, you know what? I mean, some of the things that she says, I think are very well thought out and are smart. Mm-hmm. So I think she's smart like Janelle, but I don't think she's, she doesn't know the game like Janelle does. Janelle knew that game. And let me tell you, Janelle, she knows the game. She's a hard competitor. She's great. But that is one lucky flipping chick. My God, I want to go to Vegas with her.
She's so lucky.
I just felt like there were some competitions that, I don't know. You know, this is the deal. You hear people saying it all the time that things are tailored towards certain people, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say that, but I want to say that a couple things that I felt like things were just, you know, fell very easily in people's favor that, you know, and that's all I need to say. And I think it's just a game.
Yeah.
It is a game.
Yeah. And nobody's saying that. Who's saying that? Nobody's saying that. We're not saying that.
Nobody. But I'm just saying, I mean, we all know, we all look at things like right now, everyone's like Jessica Cody, everybody's playing whatever. And I mean, it just, we'll see how long they stay in.
Okay. All right.
I mean, let's do a couple BB more is reality, but I'm not saying they tailor things, but you know what I'm saying?
The Melissa Bot wants to, did Matt steal someone else's shirt for tonight's live show? Tara, can you give us the Matt shirt update?
I feel like Brent would be better at counting Matt's shirts, but he's got some shirts. Alex Kidwell, I think, sent him a care package. He was feeling bad, so he's got some other shirts in there.
April, are you feeling Matt and Raven?
No.
Why not?
Ooh. You know what? I remember when I saw the first episode, I was like, dude, he's hot. Like, he's sexy. He's like a silver fox. Like, I was instantly, you know, like my eye caught him. No, I don't know. I just, the two of them, I don't know. I just think it's awkward. No, I'm not. What do y'all think? No, I don't.
Yeah. Their chemistry doesn't exactly leap off the screen.
Yeah.
Yes, you could say. Yeah.
I just never would have paired them together. Like, I could see him with even Elena before seeing him with Raven.
Yeah. What about Raven? Do you feel like that she could do better than Matt?
I think Matt's cute.
Okay. So you think Matt could do better?
I think Matt's very cute.
Got to read between the lines with April. Okay.
But again, he's not a good game player. So his little cute factor went down for me. But initially he was super cute.
All right. This is from Trevor Hogg. Does Elena side with Cody and Jess after seeing Paul's willingness to keep her in the dark about votes? So Taryn, you think Elena's going to end up flipping?
It's hard to say. She was really fully on board with Paul. She doesn't even like Cody and Cody that much. She does like Jess a bit. She was talking earlier today about how she does like Jess and she wants to kind of work with Jess. But the problem is Cody. And it's hard to see her siding with Cody and Jess over everyone else because everyone else has been her friend up until this point. But who knows? She was really genuinely blindsided by this vote.
April, could you give us a Howie update? What's he doing?
Dude, I am so proud of him. He's like a, he is a true weatherman now.
Yeah, good for him.
He is so great. I mean, he, that whole time, what he did to me in the house, I mean, I just was standing up for my team. So I became the target. But he, I mean, it was all TV for him. Yeah. You know, after the fact, I mean, he was super apologetic. His family apologized to me. But, you know, I mean, so he's a great guy. He just wanted some publicity and some stardom from it. So yeah.
I met him a few times, a weatherman. After the show was over. He was really high energy, Howie.
He's different. Yeah. That's all. I mean, he's just different. He's unique. I mean, there is not another one of him in this world.
So is there hope for Josh and Cody and Jess to get back together after this, mend the fences?
Josh, Cody, and Jess?
Yeah. After calling them meatballs so many times?
You know what? Honestly, I just don't know if I'd want to be friends with Josh outside the house. I just don't know. I don't think he would be my cup of tea, you know? He's too emotional. He's too up and down. But I think outside of the game, anybody can be friends if you throw all of that out. And
we have no idea. Some people hate each other and then they're best friends and then they hate each other, like April and Yvette. So, you know, you never know how it's going to
go. Yeah, we're going to totally be friends. You just wait.
I think Josh will put meatballs in your cup of tea. I think I think that's Josh's style.
Okay. Mr. K17, could it be BB19 karma that Paul gets backdoored after taking a shot at Jess and Cody, who are saved by a temptation just as he was? Well, if you're going to backdoor Paul now, Taryn, I have to think that if we're going to put on our tinfoil hats, does the temptation competition help Paul following this week where Paul can't play?
Well, sure. If Cody is the one that wins HOH next week, theoretically, then I have to imagine Paul is going to be like, well, I'm going to go for that comp. And you know what? Paul's going to talk to everyone else and be like, guys, you don't want to risk it. You don't want to play in this comp. He's going to try to get everybody else to just not even participate, give it to him by default. And if Jess is the only one contending against him, then I think he has a good shot.
So if Cody won the next HOH, he wants to backdoor Paul now this week. So, I mean, Paul is going to go into that competition no matter what. And it's an interesting dynamic that in Cody and Paul and Jess, you have probably the two people like that are against Paul, that those are the best three challenge competitors in the house. And so chances are one of them is going to win the temptation competition and immune for the week. Then one of them could win the veto. So I do think that there's a very good chance that we could be, you know, 4 weeks from now, Jess, Cody, and Paul all still in the house.
Yeah. It's very possible.
I think that's a good sign for the season, because I really, the only story that matters right now in this game is Cody and Jess versus Paul.
Mm-hmm. Does that get stale though? Like after weeks and weeks of like the same people?
I don't think so. I really don't, because I mean, like when I go back and think about something like Rob versus Russell in like Heroes versus Villains. I mean, typically on reality TV, two players have this sort of blood feud and one goes out. It doesn't tend to linger for many weeks. You know, if lieutenants just keep getting picked off from one side or the other, I think it could be very fun to watch over the next month.
Yeah. I agree. I think it could be.
I'm in April. Okay, let's do one more question. And this is one from Anthony S. If next Thursday is double eviction, what are the chances Paul gets netted? I think they would have announced it if it was a double eviction. Let's do one more question after that. I thought that might be a double eviction next week, but no, I don't believe so. Whitney Dawn wants to ask, a group of eight won't stick together long. Of the house guests in the majority, who is most likely to turn from the group of eight? Taryn, who do you think are the people that are the most vulnerable to flip against the Paul side?
Kevin, you know, he's already leaking information. I think Jason is not particularly aligned. Like, Jason would, he'll go wherever he feels like it's the right way to go.
He was upset with Cody tonight.
People are, Well, that's the thing. Like right now, Jason would absolutely turn on Paul. Mm-hmm. The problem is that he hates Cody and he doesn't want to go with Cody. And so he'd rather go with Paul.
And he listens to Alex too much.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
yeah,
he does. I do. Sorry. Yeah. He's controlled by her. Okay.
All right. Well, April, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I am sad we didn't get to see you, but it was great to hear from you tonight.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you so much. Next time we'll do, I promise the video will come to you.
You can follow April Lewis on Twitter. She is at April K. April K. Kasich. Is that what this is?
That is correct.
Okay. April K-A-S-I-K. Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
And what are you dressed up as? Is this like a Snapchat filter?
Yes.
on Twitter?
I'm a dog. A licking dog.
Yeah.
I'm looking for meatballs. That's what I'm doing right now.
How?
not pepperoni?
Yeah. How is...
Not pepperoni.
Is pepperoni the dog still with us, April?
He is. I had him like sitting where I'm so sad because I know that I told several people, I was like, I'm going to have him with me. But yes, he is 14. He is still kicking. Hopefully he has another year or two in him. But yes. And my husband was going to get in the background. I don't know if y'all remember that season when they went to my husband's house or went to our house and because Howie was calling him Fat Boy. So I also had my husband. He was going to get in the background of this and raise his shirt and show you his hairy belly and rub all over and be like, you want some of this, Howie? You want some of this? So the video, it would have been so much. It would have been great.
We missed out.
next time, April.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Pepperoni the dog, 14 years old. But you should have named the dog Meatball. Okay. And of course, tomorrow morning, Taryn Armstrong and I are going to be live, right? Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Yes.
Yes.
Very excited. Okay.
So we will talk about everything that's going on overnight. Lots to catch up on. 1 week from tonight, Eric Stein, myself, Johnny Mack will be live in New York City. Still a few tickets left. robinswebsite.com/BB19Live. Also, if you want to come out to Salt Lake City for RehabCon about 1 month from now, end of August in Salt Lake City, the 25th and 26th. Tickets are available at RehabCon.com. If you want to stay at the hotel, also, I think that April, not April Lewis, that August... August 3rd, I believe, is the cutoff for that. So rehabcon.com. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. And we will talk to you again soon. I'll be back Sunday night also later, West Coast time after Game of Thrones. Karen Singbiel, she had a blackout last week. We will be trying to get a hold of her this Sunday night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.